I like the 11 o'clock hour, Will, because you know it's like either diehards or people that live that nightlife. Like, this isn't your normal folks after 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true.
Hell yeah.
You know, I saw that my podcast this past week, they all run together.
Yeah.
But we were talking about gamers.
Right.
And Dead Girl really let gamers have it.
Oh.
On the podcast.
Nerds?
Calling them nerds and losers. Aww. And whatnot. And Smokey 420 is pissed.
Oh, yeah.
He's really mad.
She's bullying them. Come on.
I mean, you know.
You think these guys don't get it enough, you know, with their celibacy?
No, the thing is they don't get it enough. They're the cool guys now. If you're a gamer, it's cool. That's what kids like. And adult men.
I guess.
Dude, I'm not as harsh as she is about it.
Right.
But like, Smokey, you can't be too... Come on, man.
Is he really mad?
He's mad.
No. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Can't be too mad. I mean, it shouldn't be your identity. That's like saying that you're, you know, your race or your gender or your sex. It's as lame as that.
Wow.
Like where you would just identify by that thing. You're more than that, Smokey.
Yeah,
you're not just a gamer.
Yeah, come on, nerd.
Yeah, you're a b-hole. That's what's important.
Yeah, come on, you celibate bitch.
Don't be mad.
Come on, buddy.
Don't be mad, dude.
Yeah, buddy. Come on.
I hope he's not, like, really mad. I don't care. I shouldn't care. Nothing I can do about it now. It's out of ether.
I just don't
want Smokey to be mad. That's all.
Sounds like he is. So, any hoosers, we should do this. Hello, Cherokee.
What is up, gentlemen?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Hey, man, I'm intrigued with this whole fried pig nipples idea.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've never tasted a nipple I didn't like, so...
Really?
You know. Yeah, he's not even talking about girls.
Yeah. How many nipples have you had there, Chair?
Yeah.
We'll go... One nipple per woman.
Wait, you only get one? There's two of them.
You leave one out?
Hopefully, sometimes three if you're lucky.
It's very weird.
Well, you pick a favorite, you know?
No.
Your go-to nipple.
I like to alternate. I don't like
go-to nipple.
No, I like to alternate. You get both.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I'll feel bad because I feel like I'm giving one too much
attention. You got to go to the other one.
Yeah.
You got to be like, Mama, baby needs Milky from this one, too. And then
yummy,
you grab
yummy.
On.
Yeah.
You can tell by looking her eye, too. She's like, okay, go left.
I don't look him in the eyes.
Yeah,
ever.
What are you talking about? I'm looking at the nipples.
Yeah.
Oh, no. While you're on the nipple, you got to be looking him in the
eye. You're looking up at him like you're giving him a mouth hug?
It's gross. Sometimes, you know what I like to do, Cherokee, is I like to jam them both together.
Yes.
And then you go.
Yeah.
No, like,
like
a hamster out of a water bottle.
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
That's how you do it, man.
Yeah. I like to speed bag them. You know what I mean? Like a boxer in the gym. Then give one an uppercut, and it hits her in the face.
Yeah.
And you go, got you, bitch.
Some of them are into that.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, and then it's like, sorry about the black eye. See next week.
When's the last time you had sex with a lady?
Hell
or
yeah.
A man?
Yeah, whatever.
Guys, we've talked about this.
I'd forget.
When the 49ers lost 2 years ago.
Two years.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah. What was the circumstances? Was it just a one-night stand, or was this a girlfriend? A
couple $100.
Yeah, no. It was just a one-night stand. Just
she was bummed about the 49ers, and you were too. And
I was bummed about the whole ordeal and thinking about if I should even just end my life now.
Wasn't one you were proud of?
No, not at all.
Yeah, been there.
You call her Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah.
Hopefully, Trey Lance can save us this year, though.
No.
No chance.
He's not even playing. Jimmy Garoppolo's playing, right?
No, they're doing that crap where he came in and played a couple of plays, scored a touchdown.
Oh, Trey Lance did?
Yeah, they did the same thing in Chicago with the Fields kid. It's like, just ruining fantasy football for people.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, Johnny, I will be at your show in Palm Harbor.
Oh. Well,
What?
I don't know what Fritzy. I don't know what Fritzy was talking about. I might not go. I never.
Yeah, he said that you suck and you probably won't go. That's what he said.
Well, he didn't say that I sucked because we're friends, so I know he wouldn't have done that.
I heard him.
He did.
Yeah. I think I have audio of it.
I guarantee you don't.
Hold on. Really? Guarantee.
Guarantee. I guarantee.
Hold on. Let's see here.
You don't say that.
Nope, that's not Fritz.
Nope, that's not it. I'm trying to find it. Hold on.
He stinks, and I don't like him.
Was that Fritz.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, and he was dude. Talking about you.
Yeah, he also
you believe
said
that.
Get a goddamn job.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You believe that, Chair?
Yeah.
Chair?
Absolutely. No, of course I don't.
Oh, okay.
How y'all doing?
Who's that, Jameis?
I'm working on a Jameis soundboard.
How y'all doing? Not really.
Huh. Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, it's a few years too late. But
you know what Jameis said about you and I?
What?
That was one of the best duos of all time.
Wow.
I know.
That's really nice, Jameis.
Yeah,
I would agree with that for sure, yeah.
Uh-huh. I would.
Yeah. He actually said something about Cherokee, too.
What?
Shut the hell up, bitch.
Oh, that's I know. Not Jameis.
That's rude. I hit the wrong. My bad, dude. I apologize, Chair.
All right, Chair.
All right, let's stop the bleeding.
Stop the bleeding.
I love you, Johnny.
All right. I eat ass.
Is he gone?
No.
Oh, he's still there.
I had to fade him.
What?
I don't know, dude.
Man, have you ever gotten laid from a sporting event?
From a sporting event?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I mean, that's... I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of sporting events in my life.
Hearing Cherokee's disappointment from the 49ers and that bringing him some sweet, sweet,
yeah,
you know, lovemaking, I remembered a time where I had profited from a sports event happening, but
what?
It was a good thing.
Really?
It ended up not being a great thing, but it was a good thing up until a certain point.
Really?
Let me take you back to game 162.
Oh.
And Evan Longoria hitting that home
yeah.
run. And I stayed out that night, and it was at the local water and hole in my neighborhood when I was living in the old Northeast at that time, and there was a husky brunette there that just started chit-chatting, ended up taking her home. In the process of the lovemaking, she says something that scared me half to death, which was, I know you.
My balls was hot.
No, not that.
Oh.
She says, I know you.
Oh.
And I said, no, you don't. And she goes, yeah. We went to Catholic school together.
No.
And I said, I'm a Jew. So, no, you didn't. We didn't go to Catholic school. And she goes, yes, we did.
Oh, no.
And she was totally disassociated. She was convinced that I was this boy from her Catholic school when she
was
growing
crazy.
Up. She was a complete loon.
Oh, no.
So after I kind of just finished, and then she was like, well, do you have another prophylactic?
Huh?
And I said, no, I don't. I was lying. I had plenty.
Yeah.
And then we're kind of sitting around doing that thing where she goes, well, do you want me to go?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to stay? And I'm a nice boy, believe it or not. So I was like, what? But I was doing the high-pitched voice thing. Oh, well, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I do whatever you want to do.
Oh, God.
So she finally, I think, got the hint. So she says, okay, I'll go home. So I walked her home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was late. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Did she say,
how dare you?
No.
Oh.
No, she was just super wasted.
Gotcha.
And I don't really remember the details. I remember there being more details to that story. But I remember just trying to get the hell out of there because I was afraid for my life.
Yeah.
Oh, she said she had a gun. That's what it was. She told me she was a gun owner and she keeps it loaded. And,
good Lord.
And I'm just at her house like trying to sneak out.
Yeah.
But not act too eager to sneak out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was afraid she was going to shoot me and kill me with a gun. So long story short, I finally get out of there. I see her a few days later at the convenience store.
Duh.
And she acts like she doesn't know me.
What?
No, I was like, great. Perfect.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she woke up the next day and was like, oh my God, what an idiot I was. I was a psycho.
Yeah.
I was being totally psycho.
Maybe she has like split personality disorder or something.
Maybe. Well, I think it was just booze. She just doesn't handle booze well.
Okay.
That's the assumption that I got. But, I mean, sometimes booze brings truth to the surface a little bit. So maybe she is crazy and was just better at, you know, hiding it when she was sober.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.